Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are
in effect. You know what was really good about today, though, man? You got the beautiful sun out before that nice, brisk cold comes in.
Victory day.
You know, Jake Sorensen's usually cool, calm, and collected. You know what I'm saying? Tomahawk, DP just showed me a tomahawk. But what's really, really good is I saw Jake get a little, he was a little spicy.
Jake
got a little spicy. Jake, I didn't know you had that in you. You know what I'm saying? Jake act like he had a couple shots of Hennessy and some Hypnotic. Yeah, we're going to get him some Hen Dog. We're down here at the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients. I'm looking at this beautiful butcher shop, 84th and Havelock. Beautiful day. You're about to have a weekend of NFL football and obviously some college sports with Huskers as well. We got some reads we got here. Special for today. Buy 6 hamburger patties. Get 6 free. Offer is available only for the 2 hours that we are here. So if you're driving home on your commute, turn around, call home and say, I got to go do something. You got to come down to 84th and Havelock, the Mercado Certified Piedmontese in the butcher shop. You get 6 patties and 6 free. So look, when you're watching football and you got your friends over, if you do have 11 friends, or if you only have 6 and everybody eats 2 burgers.
6 big boys.
There you go. You're feeding everybody for half the price. It's open the Mercado is open 7 days a week, 8 to 8 p.m. You get cuts of meats like porterhouse, T-bone, boneless New York strip, filet mignon, the tomahawk, cowboy ribeyes, and many, many more. They got pork chops in there. They got seafood, their own spices, their own sauces. Now the pleasantries are over. Now it's on. Jake, you know what? I wonder if they have neck bones in there.
I don't think I saw that. You know what?
Jake,
they might.
Jake, have you ever had neck bones? Yeah, he has not went to level 3 of his brotherism class.
Well, he needs to get to the cookout first.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to go to a cookout first.
We got to get him some cabbage and greens, and then we'll get him with the neck bones.
Get him to
an oxtail.
Get him to a black barbershop.
Yeah, Jake got a nice grade of hair. Like, I think I could take him and get him faded up.
Right, they could take him there.
Just try something new, Jake.
Make him wear his Dan Marino jersey while he's there so the fellas
know. Yeah, yeah, so they know he's for real. Right? He can't come in there with a Jay Fiedler jersey
or
Ray Lucas.
No, he come in there with David Woodley.
Yeah, right? He come in there with a Joey Harrington or somebody like that. He'd be all good, you know, man.
He'd have one of them David Archer jerseys sitting in the back talking.
Oh, man. You know what, though?
I would get you a Don Strock jersey. I would actually rock the Don Strock.
Just get him a Bob Greasy jersey, but just have Jake wear them Bob Greasy glasses, though. You know what's crazy? Speaking of Bob Greasy, his son's the quarterback coach at San Francisco.
Which son?
I don't know.
Brian.
Brian Greasy went from calling NFL games.
I thought he was still calling games.
No, he took the quarterback job with the San Francisco 49ers. I saw him. He's got the flow going. I think that's what they call it.
Right.
When they grow their hair out there, it looked like a shag, old school shag.
He's being a rebel.
And, you know, look, man, for him, you got to give him props, you know, as we're kind of bouncing around. And, you know, you got four teams left, man. This is kind of like, if it's basketball, this is semifinals. This is the Final Four. This is the creme de la creme. All your dreams. I mean, if you, you know, granted, as the NFL, you know, to make it to the NFL, and then obviously you want to be able to get, you know, compensated well. But this time right now, you know, it's all about trying to win a Super Bowl. This is it could be a life-changing 3-week run, because you got this week, then you get 2 weeks before you play this, you know, playing the Super Bowl. You know, I know from experience, you know, to be in, you know, playing the NFL, you know, for, you know, a little while, and, you know, get to the playoffs, it's a different feeling. You're definitely jealous, because you just, you know, you get there and it is winner take all, and those games are generally decided by one or two, you know, either plays or coaching decision. You just never know if you're going to get back. You know, I was enough to go from here in Nebraska, where we were winning, and going in for, you know, obviously they were winning franchise before I got there. The first couple of years, and slowly but surely it dissipated. And up until recently, you know, Buffalo had been on a drought. So, you know, you're used to always being really good in college. And I remember Henry Jones telling me about when we, don't think it's that easy to get back the next year. Yeah, right. I'm just coming from college. We get in the playoffs. Oh, okay. We lost, but, you know, we'll be back next year. Still got, you know, Hall of Famer players and Pro Bowl players at that time. You know, we still had ascending players. And then, you know, by the time I got traded down to Houston, we had a new head coach, new GM, and we were horrible that year. And then you go down to Houston, and as, you know, as much as you're a competitor and the defense was really good, if you don't have an offense and that in that day and time, you know, you don't have a chance to make it to the postseason. So, and then I made it the last couple of years with you know, 1 year deals with San Francisco and New York, but that's a totally different type of deal, because you were right at the finish line of your NFL career. And so I'm sure there's a lot going through these players' minds, and a lot of anxiety, and they're, you know, looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, when you think about the Huskers in this situation, you know, where, you know, Cam Taylor-Britt, you got to be excited for him to go from, you know, 4 years of losing at Nebraska, get there and, you know, get into a good, culture in the locker room, teaching them probably hopefully how to be a pro, winning, having some success. So hopefully, you know, he can be a part of something in the, you know, from years to come that he can take from his learning lessons for this year with Cincinnati. And, you know, wish him all the best going into Kansas City.
It's going to be – the big story is the ankle.
Yeah, he's going to be all right, man.
What
– you know what he did?
You've been around it, so tell us what happened.
You know what he did?
Well,
there's different grades of high ankle sprains. If he had – you know, like the one where, you know, he had to have a surgery and they had to do a quick surgery, that'd be a lot different versus, like, you know, one where he was able to come back and play. You know, I saw him at his press conference on Wednesday. He wasn't really limping. He was out there practicing, warming up. I think Patrick Mahomes, he has such a handle on that offense and such a there's such continuity, oddly enough, between Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, and him. They'll have a game plan for the best case scenario, and then they'll have a game plan if he has to be a pocket passer, and he's the best at either. And, you know, I think he'll really be picky and choosy when he decides to, you know, take off if he does. But I look for Kansas City to play a different – I'd hope that they would try to play a different game. Physically try to run the ball, you know, take the pressure off of the quarterback, a little bit more ball control in their passing game, and then try to exploit some of the, you know, issues that Cincinnati has had at times at their second level. And so there was plays to be made for Buffalo, you know, last week. They just didn't do it. And also Cincinnati made the plays they need to be. I talked about earlier in the week where Cam Taylor-Britt made the play on Gabe Davis, who big game Gabe, you know, for Buffalo. If he makes that, it's a totally different game. And I think Buffalo might, you know, try to get their, you know, get it going where they can win it. Cam Taylor-Britt finishes through the, you know, the echo of the whistle, breaks up the pass. And so, you know, I think the ankle, you know, obviously, you know, he's a little bit compromised, but also I think they know as much as Patrick Mahomes is a big part of their success, they know, well, first of all, if he's playing, you know he's going to be ready to play. Second of all, if he's not or he gets...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have to sit out, you know, have to get reevaluated. Chad Henne has shown you in the biggest moments he can drive them 98 yards, not once, but twice. So if there is really no letdown when it comes to this type of system. And Andy Reid has showed you he can, and this is what, if I was Cincinnati, I would really study when Chad Henne was in there. Now it's been few and far between, but he's not as mobile as Patrick Mahomes. And therefore, you're going to see some of those play calling, you know, those play calls, that type of maybe a little bit more running attack and those type of run plays, those type of pass plays, because that's the quarterback that you're going to probably most likely get. Now, it's not Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about the plays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Kansas City's in a good position. It's going to come down to how well Kansas City's defense plays against, you know, Joe Burrow and those guys. And can they play better in the red zone than they have in the last three games?
What, for you, is the thing that allows Joe Burrow to walk and swagger? He's 3-0 against Mahomes, 3-0 against KC. Yeah. What is it that Burrow does that shows up in big games?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's a superstar quarterback. So he has the arm strength that you need. He has the smarts. He loves football. He has leadership skills. He's a guy's guy. You know where he's there with with the guys, and that's where his swag comes from because of the work that he's put in and where he's had to, you know, come from and always be constantly overlooked. Won Ohio Player of the Year, got overlooked by Nebraska the first time. Goes to Ohio State and feels that he's better than quarterbacks that he ended up being better than, but he didn't get really, really a true chance from Urban Meyer. Now, granted, when he was in the quarterback competition, he had a knee issue, so Dwayne Haskins was the quarterback. Now he goes down to LSU because Nebraska overlooked him again. So he has a chip on his shoulder. He hasn't forgot. And then he goes on to LSU, and obviously, the rest is history. He goes from, like, a mid-round pick to the number one pick. Wins the Heisman, I think, right? And then he goes to Cincinnati. Now he's reaping the rewards of Cincinnati being crappy now, let's be honest. You got him. You got a number one receiver that fell to them in the second round, in T. Higgins. You got Ja'Marr Chase. You got a number one receiver. And then they drafted really well with Boyd, who's their number three receiver, who's also a number one receiver. These are legit number one receivers that he has, three of them. And then also, they were able to get Joe Mixon in the second round after he had the off-the-field issue at Oklahoma.
Another people missed on.
They missed on him a little bit of certain. Now, granted, he was suspended because he had an altercation with the young lady at the bar, mm-hmm. but he still had a really good year. And then when it came down the draft, that was kind of holding him back. But Cincinnati looked at it. It's a one-time thing. He did what he needed to do, and he's first-round talent. He was the best running back in that draft. They got him in the second round. So Now, when you roll out with Joe Burrow, right, a guy that's that welcomes playing for Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Most guys don't want to go to Cincinnati, but the deal was already done. Cincinnati knew what they needed to do, and finally, you know, the Brown, their owner, didn't have to hold out in training camp, so forth. And I think he signed right, you know, a week after the draft. So now you got a franchise quarterback that has all the intangibles that you need, three number one receivers, a legit running back, you know, which is, you know, one of the top, you know, five or so running backs, and drafted decently well across the line, offensive line, but they've been injury or, you know, I was injury prone, but then they went out in free agency and did, you know, and, you know, remedied that. Now, Joe Burrow and those guys, because they throw the ball deep so much, will be, have a little bit higher sack numbers. But the first 2 weeks of the season, they were 0-2. You know, he was getting sacked a lot. And then they, you know, after the Cowboy game, and then obviously lost, I think, the first game to Pittsburgh. But what they did was they changed their schemes up a little bit. The continuity started to kick in because of no training camp, shorter preseason, not a lot of pads. The offensive line started to catch their second wind, I like to say. And they only end up having 38 sacks while he was a quarterback. So it's the perfect storm for him, and that's why Cincinnati has to really hit on getting the Super Bowl in this next, you know, this playoff run, and one for sure next year and maybe the next one, because Ja'Marr Chase will be coming up for a new contract. T. Higgins is going to be up for a new contract, and so will Boyd. So if you lose one of those, unless you draft again, then so forth and so on. But the continuity has to be there. So they'll always – Joe Burrow always will have a number one receiver. They'll make sure of that. But this is the time, even on the defense. When you think of Wilson, 45 or 55, their linebacker, who is a Pro Bowl player and ascending player as well, you know, he's on a rookie deal. Cam Taylor-Britt's on a rookie deal, obviously very young. You're getting the most out of Eli Apple, where he's kind of found a home and showing that somewhat of a, you know, first-round capabilities.
Bates, leadership.
Leadership will come from their safety, Bates, whose contract is up, is on the franchise tag. So all these guys that need to get paid, deservedly so, is going to take away what the team that you're having. And so right now Cincinnati is right where they're at, where you have, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, his deal came through and they couldn't, you know, sign Tyreek Hill. So that's where his swag comes from, but he's a great player and, you know, he's a tough kid. And he has everything that you want. He's a little bit more of an old school type of quarterback. He loves football. He's focused. And he plays for the right reasons. Obviously he's a superstar. He has a swag and, you know, the name Joe Shiesty or whatever it is, but, you know, he's a very, good, he's a great teammate as well. And that's how you are able to galvanize for the most part, losing franchise with a losing culture. Granted, Marvin Lewis did really, really good, but I'm just talking about the holistic culture of the Cincinnati Bengals, with one guy can come in and change it, and that's what you need. You need a true franchise quarterback. John Kitna wasn't it. Red Raider wasn't a franchise quarterback. They were good quarterbacks, but he's a great quarterback, and that's what happens when you do it. And then also, he's upped the ante as far as what leadership has to do. The GM, you know, not only the facilities, how you treat the players, how your off season is. He's changing all that just by his pure presence and willingness to step out and speak on behalf of his team, because he wants to win at all costs. And that's what you're seeing right now.
And it shows up all week long from all the reports that what Burrow is doing off the field shows up in several different ways. The locker room is a better locker room.
Right.
Film study is a better session. They're actually learning and getting from it. We'll throw it to break because a couple of things in play. One, we'll let you guys know, of course, you can reach out to us on the Starter Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. You can follow us on the live video stream. It's up. Brought to you by Starter Hammond, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live. Also, in the next 2 hours, a couple of things now. That's the six burgers, buy six, get six free. But if you come in before six, we're going to give away a signed Mike Rozier jersey. All you have to do is come in, put your name in the box, and somebody at 6 o'clock will have this jersey.
Right.
Somebody today will walk out with this Mike Rozier jersey. Now, all it does, nothing else is required for you. Come in, put your name in the box, and the guys will take care of you. I'm going to get out of the way so we can elevate the conversation. I didn't speak to defenses because I wanted you and Coach Wilhite to talk about the four defenses over the course of this weekend. Right. You're going to see four different types of play, four different style of play, four different levels of stars, and as much as we want to talk about quarterbacks, the defense determine how this thing plays out.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll throw it a break. When we come back live from the Mercado, it'll be Jay Foreman and the coach, Kenny Wilhite. We'll come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.